With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle reached a deal Sunday afternoon that will fund all federal agencies through the rest of the year. The agreement comes even as the date for the partial government shutdown was nearing. That was January 19th. New Year brings a big mess to the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says much of that area got rain while heavy snow fell inland.
Portions of Northeast Pennsylvania, even into northern New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and then into portions of interior Massachusetts, there were totals over a foot of snow, between 12 and 18 inches of snow across that corridor. So it was a pretty significant storm once you got away from the coast. But for the major cities, it has not been a significant snowmaker.
Winter storm warnings and watches are in effect throughout the Northeast through the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, nearly 200 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners remain grounded, awaiting inspection after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout Friday that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the jet's emergency could have been a lot worse.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and really fortunate that that did not occur here.
The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft. Meanwhile, the piece that fell or that blew out of the aircraft was found in a teacher's backyard in the Portland area. Former Vice President Pence tells the Jerusalem News site AllIsrael.com the Biden administration's open border policies could result in Hamas-style terror attacks here in America. He says the president's putting the American people in danger by allowing foreign terrorists to enter the USA through the virtually unsecured southern border. SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom makes an unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While some states are trying to protect kids from being exposed to porn in their local libraries, Illinois is going in the opposite direction with a new law that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of its content. Under the edict, all state libraries must adopt the American Library Association's Bill of Rights that states, quote, materials should not be excluded because of the origin, background, or views of those contributing to their creation. SRN News. A less flashy Chinese electric vehicle maker fast closing the gap with Tesla, who's been the longtime market-leading pioneer. We turn to Jeremy House for more in this report.
BYD, based in the southern China tech hub of Shenzhen, dethroned Texas-based Tesla as the top seller of electric cars in the last 3 months of 2023. Tesla retained the crown for all of 2023, but BYD sales have skyrocketed on the back of a government-driven EV boom in China. The rise of BYD and other Chinese electric vehicle makers is a challenge not only for Tesla, but also the world's major automakers as Chinese competitors push into Europe, Southeast Asia, and other overseas markets. Jeremy House reporting.
And check out more details. Log on to SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.